Get that luggage aboard and stowed away, Bosun.
Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
Kendall, if the rest of these passengers are anything like Major Challoner, this voyage from Sydney to Savannah La Mar is going to be a devil of a lot tougher than I thought.
Captain Goddard's weather-beaten face was set in a scowl as we leaned over the after-deck rail of the Tangmar, watching the wharves and waiting for the rest of the passengers. All told, there would be six of them. The Major and his daughter Sharon, who were already aboard, a Miss Ilona Fedorov, Dr. Martin Lawler, Ben Miller, and a certain Edwin Tucker. Six people bound together by the will of the late Victor Wherryman. I thought back 2 months to the last time I'd talked with Colonel Hacking of Interpol in his office on the embankment. I'd been told by the Colonel that I was being flown to Australia to join the crew of the Tangmar. All that remained was the final briefing.
Sit down, Kendall. Sleep well?
No, scrappily, sir. I was too busy thinking of everything you told me last night.
Yes, I imagined you might be. Oh, while I think of it, here are your plane tickets.
Thank you. Getting back to Peter Slavin for a moment.
Yes?
In the 3 weeks since he was killed, no clues have come to light.
Nothing. Except that he was to get a sixth share, in effect, in Wherryman's estate. We know how he died and when, but why has yet to be proved.
But you're pretty convinced his killer will be aboard the Tangmar when she sails from Sydney Harbour.
If my theory is correct that Slavin was killed to prevent him sharing in the estate, yes. For one reason, Dirk. It'll be the killer's last chance to narrow the field, as it were. He must act between Sydney and Savannah La Mar, Jamaica.
Isn't it odd that all these beneficiaries should be living in Australia?
Not all of them do. Slavin didn't. And according to Scotland Yard's information, another of the beneficiaries flew to Australia a few days ago, apparently to wait for the Tangmar. A Major Basil Challoner and his daughter Sharon.
Then he was in England when Slavin was killed.
Along with 60 million other people, yes. Oh, where the devil's that file? Got the details on all of them here somewhere. Not much, but it might help you. Really, Dobson's devotion to cleaning up this desk of mine is something touching, but jolly nuisance. In tray, out trays, and nothing that I want, when I want. Oh, wait a minute, here we are. Challoner, Basil. Ex-Major, Indian Army, MC, age 55. Khyber Rifles, 1929-34. Staff College, Quetta, Middle East, 39. Invalided out, 42. Thereafter known to have shunned all contact with former Army associates. Retired to a cottage in Petworth, Sussex. Source of income not known, but small army pension probable.
Well, what about the others?
Well, here we are. Ilona Fedorov, age 32, white Russian, migrated to Australia 1938, unmarried, parents died in Australia. That's all we have on her.
Hmm. The rest?
Dr. Martin Lawler, age 48, FRCS, went to Australia 1948, successful surgeon, bachelor. Well, we know where he met Wherryman, in Wilton, Yorkshire, 1937, Lawler's first practice. Had to operate on Wherryman in a hurry instead of carting him to York.
How did you know that?
The solicitors in Jamaica, Brancher, Brancher and Smith. Apparently, old Wherryman was always chuckling about it. How he'd convinced Lawler that he was a pauper and couldn't pay. He never did, either. Thought it devil of a joke.
Why?
Apparently, he wanted to see if the young doctor would take the same pains with a pauper as he would with a wealthy client.
Pretty drastic way of finding out.
Here's another. Ben Miller, age 40. Report on him from the Australian police. His record goes back to his childhood. One conviction after another for petty theft. There's a whole list of them here. Known as the amateur in underworld circles because of regularity of arrest. Apparently the police over there will be happy to see the last of him.
Where the devil would he have met a man like Wherryman?
No idea. And here's another. Edwin Tucker, aged 50, convicted poisoner. Convicted of killing his wife in 1935, served 15 years of life sentence. Very well, it's the lot, Dirk. Interesting assortment, aren't they?
Well, do I protect or suspect them?
Both, and any other passengers aboard. And, of course, the crew, and even Goddard, the skipper. Scotland Yard want this case solved, Kendall. It's my guess you'll find the answer aboard the Tangmar.
And you'd be delighted if Interpol do it smartly.
Be a feather in our cap. Good luck, Kendall. See you when you get back. Don't forget to catch that plane, will you?
This looks like one of them coming up the gangplank now, Kendall. Seems a downside pleasanter than Challoner at all events.
It'd be Dr. Lawler, I should think.
The first time the Tangmar's had a fully qualified doctor on hand.
You think we might need one, Captain Goddard?
Huh? No, why should we?
Captain Goddard, my name's Lawler, Martin Lawler.
Glad to meet you, Doctor. This is Kendall, my first officer.
Mr. Kendall.
How do you do, sir? I'll show you to your cabin.
No, thanks. Let it wait. Do you mind? I'll stay up here on deck for a while. Captain Goddard, you don't know what this voyage means to me.
I've got a pretty fair idea.
Oh, not the money. It's the first holiday I've had in years. I was beginning to hate that surgery of mine. Ah, amazing. Fresh air. No antiseptics. Wonderful. I hope you've got a fit crew, Captain. I don't want to even think of treating a patient between here and Jamaica.
Oh, they're fit enough. Too darn lazy to do anything to hurt themselves. Bolton! Those two men fighting are sleeping.
Sorry, Skipper. You lazy misbegotten.
Yes, if it hadn't been for this letter from Jamaica telling me about my share in Victor Merriman's estate, well, I wouldn't have had an excuse to leave. Captain Goddard tells me it's a pretty worthwhile excuse, sir.
Yes, I suppose it is very worthwhile. Yes, it was funny how I met Wherryman. Back in Wilton in Yorkshire. I was a struggling young doctor.
Can I get someone to bring your luggage aboard, Mr. Miller?
Well, me? Luggage? Are you kidding? Got it all here in this little bag. Yeah, got a bad little cabin. Bit like a police cell. Yeah, sure there ain't one hidden under the bunk. Better have a look. And up. Ah, safe as house I'm going to be. All the way to Jamaica, not a copper in sight. Hey, you see those two plainclothes boys down on the wharf? Guard of honor for me, they are. Make sure I leave Sydney. Hey, what'd you say your name was again?
Kendall.
Yeah. Well, listen, Kendall. This is the start of a new life for me. Wow, all that money. Just can't wait.
It must have come as a surprise to you, this letter from Jamaica.
Are you kidding? No, I still reckon it's some kind of joke. But if they like to pay my passage for me to find out, why should I complain? I don't remember anyone called Wherryman. I bet I never tried to lift his wallet.
Mr. Miller, do you always tell people that you've been in, in jail?
Well, why not? Nothing to be ashamed of. That's what I call my college background. I graduated from prison, I did. No more. Hey, look. Talking of prison, it's giving me claustrophobia. Get back on deck. Hey, shut the door as we go out. Never trust the people you find on ships. The ones that look honest are the worst.
Captain Goddard, you will look after dear Edwin, won't you?
Mrs. Tucker, we...
Tuker, Captain. It's pronounced Tuker.
Oh. Well,
You see, Captain, I worry about Edwin so much. He's not very strong, you see. And if he should be seasick, why... So promise me he'll be all right, Captain.
Mrs. Tucker, we...
Tuker, Captain. It's pronounced Tuker.
We have a doctor traveling with us, is what I was trying to say.
Oh, then people do get sick at sea, Captain. Is that what you mean? I should have made this trip with you, Edwin, dear. Now I'll be worried more than ever.
Mr. Kendall, will you show this passenger to his cabin?
This way, Mr. Tucker.
Tuker, Mr. Kendall. It's pronounced Tuker.
And please lock my trunk for me. It's time I was leaving for the ship.
Oh, Lola, won't you change your mind? Even though it's not too late, we could be married at once and then...
For the last time, there was never any question of marrying you. We've had some fun together, that's true, but there is the end of it.
Fun? Is that all you have to say?
My trunk, Keith, please. The taxi will be here any moment.
Is it just the money alone?
Oh, what else is there? I'm sick and tired of depending on people like you, Keith. Waiting for men to fall in love with me and buy the thing I want. Now I will be able to get it for myself.
You mean there have been others?
You did not for a moment imagine you were the first, did you? Keith, you are a charming boy, but so very young.
I can't let you go like this.
There is no way in which you can stop me.
There is one way, Elena. This way.
A gun? Oh, please don't be so childish. You're like a little boy deprived of the sweet he wants so badly. Now put it away, my dear. You would not have the courage to use it anyway.
Didn't you ever love me, Elena?
I was fond of you. Please, lock my trunk.
You're not going anywhere.
No, I'm going now, my dear. I will wait for the taxi downstairs. If it's any consolation to you, I think you had much better taste than the others. What is it they say? That each man kills the thing he loves? Men do, Keith, but not children. Goodbye.
Ilona Fedorov had still to come aboard before the Tangmar could cast off. Before the passenger list was complete, my assignment would begin. The voyage from Sydney to Savannah-la-Mar, Jamaica. These were the people who stood to gain by the death of Peter Slavin, the one beneficiary who would never report for this passage of the Tangmar.